This weight represents the burdens. So most problems are going to come from burdens. One of three things: stress, anxiety, fear. You're worrying. Stress is you have this big event going on for you that's happening. You have to handle it. It's going on. Anxiety means you're worrying about what may or may not happen. Stress is your engine on your car broke. Worry is gone 6 months from now, maybe my car is going to break. But it can create a problem. Another thing that catches people is religion that's full of works, not having faith in God. Jesus' sacrifice is not enough. So they get stuck thinking that Jesus isn't enough. Him dying on the cross wasn't enough, but it is. And if you're stuck in a works mentality like Muslims are, they think that they got to do works. But our salvation comes from laying our burdens at the foot of the cross, allowing Jesus to take our burdens, sharing our burdens with our brothers and sisters so that they can help encourage us in our walk, in our faith. And if you're looking up, and I didn't put this in your thing, but in Matthew, if you're struggling with this, ask one of the elders, ask one of the staff. But Matthew 11, 28 through 32 will help you with this. The third is sin struggles, the big three: lust, pride, and greed. Those are the, everything pretty much falls into those three that can cause you to have a lot of problems or struggles and to handle conflict. In Hebrews 12, 3, it says, repent to resist to the point of bleeding. None of us here that I see are bleeding this morning. So we have to repent, and we have to be diligent in repenting to say, I'm going to walk away from this. And sometimes what you need is a brother or a sister to help encourage you as we go back to getting through that, one of your leaders. So if we summarize today, there's the problem, there's the plan, there's the produce. Okay? So the problem, represented by this weight that's being carried, going around, stressing the apostles, maybe not, because they're probably all cool, unlike some of us. And so they've got this weight, and it's being planted on them. And so they had to identify what was going on. Then they had to accept responsibility, and they had to say, you know, we've been neglecting. We didn't mean to neglect, but we were. And so then they apologize if needed, and then they are praying for guidance. So then they start to work on this plan. The next part would be your plan, and you have this priority or purpose. If I held the weight the whole entire time today and tried preaching, how well would I do? A little worse than I did currently. All right? But I wouldn't be doing what God called me to do. Each of you are given a gift, something to do. Some of it may be in the nursery, which is not my gift. Some of it may be digging holes. I prefer that not be my gift. Some of it's cooking wonderful meals. I enjoy eating wonderful meals. Sometimes it's encouraging. I'd never realized how much good I did sitting in a hospital with someone that was dying until I went through that experience, not myself. And I realized, God, I know why you put me where you put me. And so each of you have a gift. The question is, are you using that gift? And if you're not, there's a problem. Come up with a plan and then look at the produce. So your produce is the evaluation of the fruit. In the scripture this morning, what was the evaluation? Anybody remember what seven said? I'm all out of order now. But it was the multitudes, the body of Christ grew. I don't want to lie to you reading scripture wrong off of my tongue. It said, the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of priests were obedient in the faith. I'd say that's pretty good produce, wouldn't you? In closing today, I hope you're ready to say, I'm ready. I'll build my life upon God's love. It's a firm foundation. Let us use what God's convicting on our hearts from the scripture today to the glory of Jesus Christ this week in our lives. We're going to get ready. We're going to transition into our communion time. And I've asked these guys that are carrying the burden to continue on in the communion process with me and help me illustrate the purpose a little bit further. And as we gather around the table, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, he paid for our sins in full that day. When he died on the cross, our sins were paid for if we will accept his free gift of eternal life. The Greek word tetelestai means paid in full. Not partially, full. All of our burdens, all of our cares, everything is paid for. It is paid. Jesus Christ bared it all on the cross. And John 19:28 says, after this, when Jesus knew that all things were now completed, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. And then in verse 30, then when he received the sour wine, Jesus said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And at that point, our burdens are gone. Paid for in full. As we get ready to take communion together, the way we do it here is we have an open communion table. So whether you are a Christian from here or somewhere else, we allow you to partake in communion. The trays will be passed. You'll be able to take a piece of the bread, which represents Christ's body that was broken for us. And then you can take the juice of the cup, which represents his blood that was shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. We're going to put our weight here, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to share in communion.